श्रीशुक उवाच
श्रीशुक उवाच
आत्ममायां वृथे राजन् परस्यानुभवात्मनः न घटेतार्थसम्बन्ध स्वप्न द्रष्टुर् इवाञ्जसा स्वप्नद्रष्टुरिवाञ्जसा
Now, this is the same path practice. In this way, we practice one mantra daily. This mantra will purify 100 years daily to go forward. This mantra is very powerful. By that they were sent by the spoken by Shuka Mukha Dravasam Vipasam. That is explained in the beginning. It's like a ripened fruit in the tree is already very sweet. And if it is touched by the beak of the sparrow, it becomes sweeter. This is a natural force. The sparrow touches the fruit, it cuts the tree by its beak, then it becomes still sweeter. Sukhamukha dhubasam dhita. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is already sublime, transcendental. And when it is spoken through the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami, it becomes still sweeter. That's why the fruit. The parrot is also called Shuka. It is called Shuka Pakshi, Shuka Bird. This comparison is as the fruit becomes still sweeter by the touch of the beak of the parrot. Similarly, Sukadeva Goswami, because it is already spoken by Vyasa, writing through the experience, contribution of Vyasa, all the Vedic people. But when it is spoken through the parampara system of Sukadeva Goswami, it becomes still sweet. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended to study Srimad Bhagavatam from Bhagavatam. Bhagavata Parodhya Bhagavata Sthani. Bhagavata means the Grantha Bhagavata, book Bhagavata. Bhagavata means about Krishna. Bhagavad is Krishna. And anything in relationship with Krishna is called Bhagavata. So, the devotee is also in relationship with Krishna, he is also called Bhagavata, Mahabhagavata. Those are high rank of first class devotees, they are called Mahabhagavata. So, Bhagavata today, the essence of Vedic knowledge, and when it is received through the parampara system, pure devotee, then it is still more spiritual, then you can. That is the purpose. So we should try to learn, get it by heart, at least one sloka or two sloka in a week. And if you chant that, you are chanting so many songs. Similarly, if you chant one or two verses of Bhagavatam, so Bhagavatam, that will make you very quickly advance for spiritual realization. We are therefore taking so much trouble to get the transliteration, the meaning, so that the reader may take full advantage of the mantra. It is not that to show some scholarship that I know so much Sanskrit. No. It is just offering the facility to learn the mantra. Because one who chants the mantra, they are all transcendental vibrations. The Hare Krishna mantra, this is Maha mantra. But they are also mantras. All the verses from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Krishna, spoken by Bhagavat, also spoken by Krishna, Vyasadeva, incarnation of Krishna. They are also mantra, infallible, destructive. So, try to get it by heart, chanting. Either you chant by seeing the book or get it by heart, that is all you say. But try to chant one, two, shloka, three.
Shishuku uvacha,
Shishuku uvacha,
Atma mayam rite rajan,
Atma mayam rite rajan,
Parasyanu bhavatmanaha,
Parasyanu bhavatmanaha,
Nakhatke tata sambandha,
Nakhatke tata sambandha,
Svapna
dhati sambandha,
Svapna drashtur ivanjasa,
Svapna drashtur ivanjasa.
Oh, again, pronounce.
Shishuka uvacha,
Shishuka uvacha,
Atma maya mriti rajan,
Atma maya mriti rajan,
Parasyanu bhavatmanaha,
Parasyanu bhavatmanaha,
Nagate tata sambandhak,
Nagate tata sambandhak,
Svapna drashtu rivanjasa,
Svapna drashtu rivanjasa.
Very important part. Now we shall go to the 12th minute. Again, Sri Shukha Uvacha,
Sri Shukha Uvacha.
Atma mayam rite rajan,
Atma mayam rite rajan,
Parasyanu bhavatmanaha,
Parasyanu bhavatmanaha,
Na घटेतात संबंध स्वप्न द्रष्टुरिवांजसा
स्वप्न द्रष्टुरिवांजसा
शीशुक उवाच
शीशुक उवाच
आत्ममाया मृतिराजन्
आत्ममाया मृतिराजन्
पुरुषानुभवात्मना
पुरुषानुभवात्मना
न घटेतात् सम्बन्ध स्वप्न द्रष्टुरिवांजसा
स्वप्न द्रष्टुरिवांजसा
Anyone can recite? Huh? Oh, let's see the book and recite.
Shishuka uvacha
Shishuka uvacha
Atma maya mrite rajan
Atma maya mrite rajan
परस्यानुभवात्मनः Atma?
Yes, long A over I.
Yeah.
Atma.
Atma. Now, beginning?
Parasya Nambu.
No, the first line.
Shishuka Vacha.
Shishuka Vacha.
Atma Mayam Riche Rachan.
Atma Mayam Riche Rachan. You have your singing, our song in tune.
Nāra-dāva-ānala-līra-lūkā. This is my hearing. That's simply up to here. That whole Vedic Shastra is called Shruti. It is a process of hearing. This is the disease of old age. These are the warnings that the body is getting rotten. What?
Shri Shukuvacha.
Admamayam Vrte Rajan.
Prasyanubhavatmanaha. Nagate Tata Sambandha.
Nagate Tata Sambandha.
Svapna Drashto Ivanjasa.
That
each one of you.
Shri Sukha Uvacha.
Atma Mayam Rite Rajan.
Parasyanubhavatmanaha. Nagate Tata Sambandha.
Svapna Drashto Ivanjasa.
What
is the Anjasa spelling?
Ivanjasa.
Long A or short A? Long A. Ivanjasa means false A. Shri Sukha Uvacha.
Atma Mayam Vrte Rajan.
Parasyanubhavatmanaha.
Nagate Tata Sambandha.
Svapna Drashto Ivanjasa.
Nagate Tata Sambandha. Nagate Tata Sambandha. Combined together, it becomes Nagate Tata Sambandha.
Nagate Tata Sambandha.
What is the spelling? Tartha.
T-A-R-T-H-A.
Creating. That must be R. Yes. Gate. G-H-A-T-E-T-A-R. T-A-R. So you are missing the R. All right, next.
Shri Sukha Uvacha.
Atma Mayam Vrte Rajan.
Parasyanubhavatmanaha.
Nagate Tata Sambandha.
Nagate Tartha Sambandha.
Nagate Tartha Sambandha.
Swapanam Jishtur Puganjasa.
Swapanam Jishtur Puganjasa.
Next.
Shri Suka Uvacha.
Shri Suka Uvacha.
Atma Mayam Rite Rajan.
Atma Mayam Rite Rajan.
Parasyanu Bhavatmana.
Parasyanu Bhavatmana.
Parasyanu Bhavatmana.
Parasyanu Bhavatmana.
Parasyanu Bhavatmana.
Nagate Tartha Sambandha.
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 Svapana Drashtu Ivanjasa.
Svapana Drashtu Ivanjasa.
Svapana Drashtu Ivanjasa.
Svapana Drashtu Ivanjasa.
Sri
Sukha Uvacha.
Atma Mayam
Rite Rajan. Prasyanu Bhavatmana.
Nagate Tartha Sambandha.
Nagate Tartha Sambandha.
Svapana Drashtu Ivanjasa.
Svapana Drashtu Ivanjasa.
Shri Suka Uvacha.
Shri Suka Uvacha.
Atma Mayam Rate.
Atma Mayam Rate Rajan.
Atmayam
Rati Rajan.
Parasya Anababu Atmaha.
Parasya
Nagate Thar. Nagate Thar Sambandha.
Nagate Thar Sambandha.
Nagate Thar Sambandha.
Nagate Thar Sambandha.
Swapana Dastu Iva.
Svapna Drashtu Ivanjasa.
Svapna Drashtu Ivanjasa.
Dance. You are right.
Shri Suka Uvacha.
Shri Suka Uvacha.
Atma Mayam Rite Rajan.
Very well.
Atma Mayam Rite Rajan.
Parasyanu Bhavatmana.
Parasyanu Bhavatmana.
Nagate Tartha Sambandha.
Nagate Tartha Sambandha.
Svapana Drashtu Ivanjasa.
Svapana Drashtu Ivanjasa.
Get it. Next. Come here. So you have to study like that. So many slokas, I am taking so much labor. If you do not read it, get it. It is not for that I am making business. For selling only, not for my students. You must all read like this, practice. Why so much trouble is being taken? Word to word meaning, and then transliteration. If you chant this mantra, it is that vibration is feeling, that atmosphere. And wherever you go, in any part of the world, you can chant this mantra, so you will be received like God. It's so nice. And in India, it actually received like God. If you chant this mantra, they will so offer their respect so much. Be the mantra. Chant.
Shri Suka Uvacha.
Shri Suka Uvacha.
Atmayam Rite Rajan.
Atmayam Rite Rajan.
Parasyanu Bhavatmana.
Parasyanu Bhavatmana.
Nagate Tartha Sambandha.
Parasyanu Bhavatmana.
Parasyanu Bhavatmana.
anu bhavat manaha
prashanu bhavat manaha
lagatart sambana lagatart sambana
lagatart sambana
Sri Sukhuvacha
Swapna drashtu rivanjasa.
Thank you very much. He has pronounced very well. So he'll teach her you. Yes, next.
Sri Shukavacha. Atmamayam Rite Rajan.
Sri Shukavacha.
Atmamayam Rite Rajan.
Prashanubhavatmanaha.
Nagate Dart Sambandha.
Swapna Drashtu Ivanjasa.
Very good. Yes. In this way, each one of you, you chant and others will follow. Then one or two there, you get the sloka by heart. You can chant. You can do that. Now, read the word meanings and translation.
Sri Sukhuvacha, Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, Atma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mayam, the energy, Shrite, without, Rajan, O King, Prashasha,
Rajan,
O King, Prashasha,
this is addressing. Nominative is Raja, and addressing is Rajan.
Prashasha, of the pure soul, Anubhava Atmanaha, of the purely conscious, Na, never, Kateta, it can so happen, Artha, meaning, Sambandha, relation with the material body, Svapna, dream, Drashtuhu, of the seer, Eva, like it, Anujasa, completely. Translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, O King, unless one is influenced by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no meaning to the relationship of the pure soul and pure consciousness with the material body. It is just like the dreamer seeing his own body working.
Purport.
The question of Maharaj Parikshit is perfectly answered as to how a living entity began his material life, although he is apart from the material body and mind.
It is very important question. Parikshit Maharaj inquired, many people inquired, how the living entity was with Krishna, he became fallen in this material. Is not that? This question is there. Yes. So this question is answered. How the living entity was with Krishna became fallen down in contact with this material quality. So this is that. Read the translation.
Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, O King, unless one is influenced by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
It is simply the influence. of the material energy. Nothing. Actually, he has not fallen. The another example is given. It's like the moon covered with scattered clouds, the passing cloud. He has seen, everyone has experienced. The cloud passes and it appears the moon is moving. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
So actually the moon is not moving. It is a maya, illusion. It appears that the moon is moving. But similarly, a living entity, because its spiritual path of the Supreme, it has not fallen. It has not fallen. But he is thinking, I am fallen. I am a teacher. That is it. He is thinking, I am the fallen. Actually, the body has no connection with me. That we experience, that the body has no connection with the soul. The body is changing, dying, but I am the same. The same example, the moon. The cloud is passing over in different way. The moon is far away from the cloud, and it has nothing to do with the cloud, but it appears the moon is. Try to understand. Have questions and answers is very important. Atomaya, Vitiraj, except Atomaya, the illusory energy, it is the maneuver or handling of the illusory energy of Krishna. This illusory energy develops when we forget Krishna. It is rather word, this illusory identification of me with the body is simply due to my forgetfulness. We wanted to forget, we wanted to give up Krishna and wanted to enjoy this material world. Therefore, Krishna is giving us, just like when you play some part in a drama, if you feel that I am king, then you can talk very nicely. And if you feel that I am Karanda, then you can play nicely. Is it not? Feeling must be there. If you are playing the part of a king, then you must have the same courage and that I am king. You have to forget that you have Karanda. Then your part will be very nice, the play. People will appreciate. But if you think simultaneously that I am Karanda, I am playing the part of the king, then you cannot play. So, because we wanted to play the part of Krishna, enjoyer, Krishna is giving us chance, so you feel like me. I am Krishna, I am God. All these rascals, those who are feeling like that, I am master, I am king, I am Krishna, I am God. They are all simply in that feeling only. That's all. And this feeling is created by Krishna. All right, you want to play the part of a king. I shall train him in such a way that the dramatic director means, he creates a feeling. His direction is nothing but how to feel. Sometimes we play in our younger age, Chaitanya Leela, I introduced. And one big director, Amitalal Bose, he was just like grandfather. He was one of the, just like in England, Shakespeare and others, big dramatic well-known persons, this Amritlal Bose and Girish Chandra Bose, they introduced in India Kirti. So we called him to give us direction. He was giving us direction and repeatedly he was telling that he feel like that, especially to me, he feel like that. So actually when he plays according to his direction, the audience are all crying. And we could not understand how they cried. We could not understand. On the stage when he played, it was so perfect that all audience are crying actually. So there's meaning over there. The whole thing is artificial. But the effect to the audience became so nice. So similarly, we are actually nothing to do with this material world. But we have been trained by the illusory energy in such a way that we are thinking, I am Indian, I am American, I am this, I am that, I am Brahmin, I am Pujo, I have to do this, I have got so much beauty. All these things, simply. We have nothing to do with all this nonsense. But still you are taking it very seriously. I have to do like that, I have to do like that. I am this, I am that, that. That is explained. Atmaya Nitya. Accept the influence of that Atmaya, the illusory energy of Krishna. Atmaya Nitya Rajan Parasthanu.
Parasthanu Bhavatmana.
Parasthanu Bhavatmana. Na Dhateta. Artha Sambandha. There cannot be any relation at all. Now that is, cannot be. Artha sambandha. Sapna dashtu imanyasa. The very exact example is given. Sapna dashtu, just like a man seeing dream. Oh, there is tiger, see me, he's crying. There's another man who is doing, well, tiger, why you are crying? But he, in the dream, he is actually feeling the tiger has attacked him. Therefore, this example, na ghateta artha sambandha, there cannot be any meaning of this relationship, except like a man dreaming, and he is creating a situation. He is dreaming there is a tiger and he is creating a situation, fearful situation. Actually there is no cause of fear, there is no tiger. That situation is created by dream. Actually there is no tiger. Similarly, we have created this material world and activity. People are running, identifying. So, I am the manager, I am the factory owner, I am this, I am that. We have got these qualities, we have to defeat such competitors. All these things are created. Exactly like that. Sapna Vishti, Vahanyasa, just like a man is creating his particular situation simply by dream. So the answer is, when somebody asks you, that when one has become in contact with this material nature, he has not become in contact. He is thinking by the influence of the experiment. This is the same example. A man is dreaming, there is no contact with tiger. Actually, he has no contact with us. Actually, we are not following. We cannot be followed. But we have created a situation that we are different. Try to understand. It's very important. We have simply created a situation. We have not created a situation. Krishna has given us a situation. Because we wanted to imitate Krishna, so Krishna has given an opportunity, all right. Imitate, you want to be imitation king in this stage. So feel like this, play like this, do like this. People will apply. Ah, very nice thing. Very nice. So that is it. So everyone in this material world, they are playing some part. They want it. I want to be prime minister, all right. I want to become a very big business magnate. I want to be a leader. I want to be a philosopher. I want to be a scientist. So all this nonsense, they are trying to play. Krishna is giving it the opportunity. Okay. But it is nonsense, all nonsense. Simple dream. Just like you are dreaming, next moment, behind the dream is gone. Everything is finished. No more tiger, no more jungle, no more. Everything is finished. Similarly, so long this body is continuing, I am thinking, I am a responsible leader, I am this, I am that. But as soon as this body is finished, so gone. Sarva harastra ham. Death means, Krishna says, I am dead, I take it away, all, everything, gone. Now just think of our past life. Suppose I was a king or something like that. No, but not. From Bhikkhu Sanghita, it was asserted. They said, I do not know, that I was a big physician in my last life. Very spotless character, no sin, like that, yes. So maybe, but actually, I have no remembrance that I have a physician. The whole thing on. I might have been a very big physician, influential physician, having good practice, but where is all about? So, this situation, our contact with matter, is just like dream. Actually, you are not fallen. Therefore, because we are not fallen, at any moment we can revive our Krishna consciousness. As soon as you understand, they have nothing to do with it. I am simply Krishna's servant, eternal servant. That's all. Immediately we can liberate. Exactly like that. As soon as you, sometimes we do that, when the fearful dreaming becomes too much intolerable, we break the dream. We break the dream, and it becomes intolerable. Similarly, we can break this material connection at any moment, as soon as we come to the a point of Krishna consciousness. Oh, Krishna is my eternal master and eternal. This is it. Actually, we are not fallen. There cannot be any fallen. The same example. Actually, there is no trigger. It is dreaming. Similarly, our fallen condition is also dreaming. We are not fallen. We can simply give up that illusory condition at any moment. At any moment. If you study all these verses very nicely, you get all this knowledge quickly. Now what is purpose? Go on.
The spirit soul is distinct from the material conception of his life.
Yes. Distinct. Always distinct. Yes.
But he is absorbed in such material conception because of being influenced by the external energy of the Lord, called Atma Maya. This is already explained in the first canto in connection with Vyasadeva's realization of the Supreme Lord and his external energy. The external energy is controlled by the Lord, and the living entities are controlled by the external
energy. As soon as one surrenders unto me, he has no more illusion. Maya me tam taranti. changed. So, people have condescended, encased so many big, big words in Mahavali. They are undergoing austerities, penances, just to become liberated. Yogis, they are also trying to become one. So many endeavors are going on. But the simple process is, as soon as you self-value that you are, I am not fallen, it was illusion. I was dreaming, I am Krishna. Okay. I am Krishna. I am Krishna Gita, I don't think all nonsense. Immediately you don't think. Just try to understand. Immediately, within a second. Liberation can be attained within a second, provided he abides by the order of Krishna. Sarvadharmān parityajya māmekaṁ sarvam yajami. We are not fallen, we are thinking fallen. So we have to give up this nonsense thinking. And then liberation. So, is there any difficulty to understand? Mostly how important it is. It is already there, but you are not reading. Each verse, read every day, carefully. Try to assimilate, understand. And more problem. Every day, 100 years. Forward, 100 years forward. Yes. That's so important, verse. How nicely composed like that there. In two lines, whole thing is explained. This is called sattva. In two lines. That's really purpose.
The external energy is controlled by the Lord, and the living entities are controlled by the external energy, by the will of the Lord. Therefore, although the living entity is purely conscious in its pure state, he is subordinate to the will of the Lord, being influenced by the external energy of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, also the same thing is confirmed, that the Lord is present within the heart of every living entity, and all consciousness and forgetfulness of the living entity are influenced by the Lord.
Yes, because now people may say that why Krishna within the heart gives one type of consciousness to one and another type of consciousness. Because I want it. I wanted to forget Krishna, so Krishna is giving consciousness. Unlike you can forget me in this way. That is his kindness. The Mayavadi, these so-called yogis and karmis, yeah. We wanted to forget. Krishna is giving intelligence. All life, you forget me. Thank you. And if you want to have again, revive your relationship with Krishna, I will give you intelligence. Buddhi yogam radami tam jena maham upajasiti. I shall give you intelligence. So Krishna is dhīja thāvāṁ prabhupāda, as you want, Krishna. Give you facilities.
Now the next question will automatically be made as to why the Lord influences the living entity to such consciousness and forgetfulness. The answer is that the Lord clearly wishes that every living entity be engaged in his pure consciousness as the part and parcel of the Lord, and thus be engaged in loving service of the Lord as he is constitutionally made. But because the living entity is partially independent also, he may not be willing to serve the Lord, but may try to become independent as the Lord is. The whole non-devotee class of living entities are all desirous of becoming equally as powerful as the Lord, although they are not fit to become so. The living entities are...
They will never be God, but you see so many persons say, by the influence of the illusion, that they think I am God. I shall become God by facing my nose, by being me. There will never be a God. That is not possible. Otherwise, there is no meaning of God. If everyone can become God, then there is no meaning of God. But by influence, yeah, just like Kurmi is asking, I shall become millionaire, I shall become trillionaire, I shall become head of the state, I shall become prime minister. This struggle, this is another struggle. I shall become God. This is another struggle. But it is illusion. It is illusion. So, Krishna gives them opportunity, some yogic success. Just like in India there is a rascal, he makes like that and there is immediate some gold. And people do some half time, holy God. Producing a little gold, he becomes one. Another yogi, he gives immediately two rasagulla. So by producing two rasagulla, 4 hours worth, he becomes one. This is illusion. These rascals do not know that what is this, rasagulla, two rasagulla. I can purchase from the market. 4 hours. He is becoming God by 4 hours. That is, they have no sense. Oh, he is God. He can produce rasagulla. Rasagulla you can produce in our kitchen. But they are so rascal. Oh, wonderful. The yogic siddhi. So Krishna gives him some power of yogic siddhi. And he feels that I have become God. And some flatterers, they also say, oh, you are God. The same dream. And as soon as death comes, everything finished. You have God hold and everything finished. So even dogwood come to the stage of dogwood. Again, another thing. I am dog. First of all, I am God, the next stage I am dog. This is good. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Kano maya arvase jatchavese. Why you are being washed away by the waves of maya? Yes, fix up. Stand up. Vin Krishna Das, it is sharp. Kulle Parvikana, it is simply. Remain fixed up on this standpoint that I am eternal silent of Krishna. Then there is no mercy. And if you allow yourself to be washed away, Krishna gives you facility all life. Go on, be washed away.
The living entities are illusioned by the will of the Lord because they wanted to become like Him.
Yes.
As a person thinks of becoming a king without possessing the necessary qualifications, similarly, when the living entity desires to become the Lord Himself, he is put in a condition of dreaming that he is a king. Therefore, the first sinful will of the living entity is to become the Lord, and the consequent will of the Lord is that the living entity forgets his actual life and thus dreams of the land of Utopia where he may become one like the Lord. The child cries to have the moon from the mother, and the mother gives the child a mirror to satisfy the crying and disturbing child with the shadow of the moon. Similarly, the crying child of the Lord is given over to the shadow of the material world to lord it over as a karmin, and to give this up in frustration to become one with the Lord. Both these stages are dreaming illusions only. There is no necessity of tracing out the history when the living entity desired this, but the fact is that as soon as he desired such, he was put under the control of Atma Maya by the direction of the Lord. Therefore the living entity is, in his material condition, is dreaming falsely that this is mine and this is I. The dream is that the conditioned soul thinks of his material body as I, or falsely thinks that he is the Lord, and that everything in connection with the material body is mine. Thus in dream only the misconception of I and mine persists life after life. This continues life after life as long as the living entity is not purely conscious of his identity as a subordinate part and parcel of the Lord. In his pure consciousness, however, there is no such misconceived dream. And in that pure conscious state, The living entity does not forget that he is never the Lord, that he is eternally the servitor of the Lord in transcendental love.
That's all.
You're just saying that we're not fallen. Actually, this is an illusion thing that we're fallen. Yet, I've read something that...
Same example. In dream,
yeah.
I'm not attacked by the tiger, but I'm thinking, oh, the tiger is there. It is simply dreaming consciousness.
But so many Vaishnavas are
present. As soon as we understand that this is not, I'm not in contact with the tiger, it was a dream, then you have to be able to... Similarly, as soon as you understand all this material condition of life is simply dreaming. I'm actually silent consciousness. Any other word? That is Krishna consciousness. If you keep in Krishna consciousness, the time and the time I'm silent consciousness. Any other word? Sagunan samatistaitana brahma bhuvyaya kalpata Krishna. Immediately brahma bhuvyaya. Brahma-bhūta prasannāpā nasa-śrutī nakāṁ-śrutī. There is no lamentation, no hindering. Samasarveshu-bhūteshu. He can see everyone unequal. Because he knows here is also another living entity. He is not a China man. He is a living part and parcel of God. He is not a man. Christian, he is not a Hindu. He is simply thinking like that. So, giving Krishna consciousness, so that is real benefit. To bring him to the original. Yes?
If when we realize Krishna, then we have no more desires, then how could we desire?
You create desire. You go simply keep this contact with Krishna. Then there is no more any other desire than to serve Krishna. That's all.
This feeling that we have that we are fallen, that we are very fallen.
That is our feeling. That is also illusion. You are fallen means you have got some certain desire. Accept service of Krishna. So therefore, the conclusion is that if you keep yourself tightly in Krishna's service, there is no question of falling down or there is no question of mind.
But even at that state, still the body is affected by the modes of nature. We are experiencing desires.
You are not experiencing. Your body is experiencing. You are feeling cold due to this body. You are not feeling cold. You are soul. You are not feeling cold.
But I think I'm feeling cold.
You are thinking that is illusion. That is illusion.
So
that is illusion.
To rise above that.
Yes. But not artificially, but this is the fact. You have to gradually rise to that platform. The fact is this. It's like when you are feeble, actually you are healthy, but it has come. So in the feverish condition, you are thinking I am now feverish. But this feverish will not condition, will not stay. You come to the hell state. Therefore, don't be disturbed with the feverish condition. Warm is a duty. Don't misidentify. Now I have become feverish, everything is finished. No. That is external, it has come, it will go. That is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahatrasvara shastra kontiva sitoshna sakadukkhana. That's like seasonal changes. Sometimes it is very hot, sometimes very cold, sometimes very warm. So these are coming and going. So if there is some feeling of pain and pleasure, simply just tolerate it. But don't be absorbed in them. Therefore, titikkhava, the first symptoms of a saintly person is titikkhava, tolerance. So go on reading, go on understanding, everything will be clear. So, next, little Gita, and then...